Blog Talk Radio.
You say, oh, I'm out of you, fine.
drop down on me. Hey, come on. Hey,
too, because you know he couldn't stay away from me, so he got the bug too. But anyway, he's able to get out and go out and work and all, so we give God the glory and honor and the praise, and I'm not going to give in to this coughing and this this little slight pain with this cold. Amen. I've been all medicated up and all this stuff like that, and just trying to just make sure that I'm okay before going back out, because the weather here, it's still not it's not really permitting me to go out in it, because it's kind of bad here. It's really cold here. And today we had pouring down rain, so you got to use wisdom in that area as well, because you don't want to set yourself back for a relapse. So I am consistently taking care of this cold and feeding it and the proper things that I need to feed it with, sucking on lemons and all of the things that, even special remedies in the past, it's working. But, you know, a cold has to work its course no matter what you do, whatever you take or what have you. But anyway, I'm a singer, and, you know, singers, we need to take care of ourselves and our health, because we need to be effective in what we do in our ministries. Amen. Whether you're preaching, we're preachers as well as singers. But we're in the process of taking care of some very important things. I know you guys are wondering what's going on with Perfect Anointing and why haven't they did this and why haven't they done that. But just know that it's still in the process of coming out. Hallelujah. We're going to come out this year and we're going to surprise a whole lot of people. And I'm so super excited about the fact that we are. God, he's just giving me direction, and he's giving me, you know, who I should continue to work with and those who I shouldn't. And I have no problem with that, because it's better to listen. It's better to be obedient than to sacrifice. And you don't want to just run out there any kind of way. You want to be prepared. Amen. So that's where we are. We're in preparation. We had started off by telling you guys that we're going to go on a tour. And then all of a sudden we just took sick all of a sudden. No, we had just won an award with the NOLA Gospel Awards ceremony, and right after that we had begun to plan on what we were going to do, and we both took sick, especially me, and I'm the head singer. Amen. So I'm asking you guys for your prayers in this area, that my body will continue to heal and be strengthened, and that we would be a blessing to the kingdom of God and the body of Christ. Amen. I don't care. I've never cared really what one would say or how they would say it or when would they say it, because no weapon formed against me or my ministry or anything that we do shall prosper. Amen. Because you must remember not to set your tongue against God's people, because it's going to return back to you in a different manner. Amen. And don't think I can't see it, I can't read it. I just don't pay attention to what's being said. Amen. Because you don't know the story, and you don't, and it doesn't matter that you do or don't. I think a lot of times things allow because they want to see what type of response that you're going to give. You know what I'm saying? But me, I'm calm, cool, and collected. Believe me. Don't think I can't see, but I don't receive it, because I know it's not what you think it is. Amen. But anyway, to make the long story short, I'm just looking forward to some of the award ceremonies that are coming that you guys may or may not know about. We have been nominated also in the, I think it's called the Gospel Music Choice Gospel Award ceremony. That's in, I would like to say, let's see, tell you right off the top of my head, as soon as I can get to it, the exact place where this is. But this is in June, in the month of June. Let's see. I'm going to pull up the flyer. See, there are a lot of flyers that I haven't even placed on the page yet that you guys met. No, this is, it's called the 26th Annual Gospel Choice Music Awards. That's held June the 26th and the 27th, and that's in Atlanta, Georgia. With Perfect Anointed, we're nominated for the Urban Duo Group of the Year, Traditional Duo Group of the Year, Contemporary Christian Duo Group of the Year, and Song of the Year. The first round of voting begins March the 10th through the 30th, and the final rounds are April the 15th through the 30th. Let me give you the address. I'll be sharing it with you guys. That's www.gospelchoicemusicawards.com. Also, now we are also nominated with the Rhythm of Gospel Award Ceremony, which is also held June, I believe that's June the 25th. Let me see if I can find that flyer. I don't want to quote, don't quote me on that one. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it's relatively close or possibly on the same day. So we don't have to make some decisions here. I am in more than one thing with the Rhythm of Gospel Award Ceremonies this year. Our song has been selected out of hundreds of songs. We are in the top 20 of the songs for their new music compilation that's coming out, the Rhythm of Gospel music compilation. And this song is not only selected, but it's also going to be placed in stores all over the United States. Amen. And they're going to be out for sale during the processing period of that time for the Rhythm of Gospel ceremony, which is held in June. I am still in the process of looking for that flyer to tell you just when that's going to be. Let's see here. Here we go here. That Rhythm of Gospel Awards, it's being held Friday, June the 26th at 7 o'clock p.m. And that, of course, is in the great city of Birmingham, Alabama. So we are nominated in three categories within. That's number 21 for the Holy Hip Hop plus R&P. Song of the Year, that's Cry Out also, number 36, Best Performance by Group Duo, and also number 57, Urban Contemporary Female Vocalist, that's me. So I got to make sure, like I said, I got to make sure that I'm in tune and that I'm in sync with what's going on. One thing I can say is that don't be surprised the attacks that are coming at you, or don't be surprised by the amount of pressure that you're receiving at this time, or in this hour rather, in this season. And that is all due to the necessary things that God is trying to perfect in you, and the things that God is leading you into himself. And he wants us to do things with the spirit of excellence, you know. And then you want to also make sure that you're right when you do go out there. You don't want to go out there half-cocked, or you don't want to go out there not having everything prepared that you need. Because let me tell you, they got some sharks out there now. And these sharks are not playing. And let me tell you another thing, too. They're not the best singers that are out there either. So you got to make sure that you have your I's dotted and your T's crossed. You don't have to be the best singer for to have your ministry and the things that you need to flow in properly together. Most people will prefer to take a person that is more prepared, amen, as opposed to a person that's not. They may have the best voice or whatever. And this is not to put anybody down, but I know you've been wondering why some people make it and why some people don't. It's simply a matter of that person just was prepared better, or they may have the proper connections, or, you know, they just may know the right things to do or the right things to say. Sometimes your demeanor may play a major role in your success as well, which is not sometimes, it's all the time. So it's never what you know, it's always been who you know. Amen? So I want to elaborate on that. As far as gospel artists themselves, or ourselves rather, sometimes you could get the big head because a door opened for you, or God allowed you to, for that particular season, to connect with the right person. Don't ever think that you are so big that you can't be replaced. You know what I'm saying? You should never, never feel as though people just have to have you. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever feel like you're the greatest one at that particular assignment. Don't never, ever get on this high pedestal where people once look up to you. You feel as though you're beneath, the people are beneath you now. I'm starting to notice that with a lot of pastors in leadership who have been pastoring people for periods of years, and now they've reached this pedestal. Now they think that they are, if you would, rather the term, arrived. You have got to remember, you are leading a body of persons who have helped you with your ministry or ministries for a period of years. And now you're so big now, you can belittle these people or talk against these people as if they're nobodies now. And you got to be careful, because God is listening and watching you. You know, here's a body of persons that have helped your ministry to grow. And now you've grown so much. In other words, you've outgrown the people now. So now you want to be this successful, famous pastor now, like you see some of these other pastors out here. And this is not to discriminate, but I'm just saying be cautious in what you say and how you say it against God's people. Must remember, these are God's people you're talking about. Hats off to you for your ministry's exaltation, but please remember, leaders, pastors, you are still being held accountable. Hallelujah. You are still being held accountable how you treat God's people and what you say to God's people, because you can be up 1 minute and you can be down in that same minute. And the term is, if I don't meet you on your way going up, I will meet you on your way coming back down. Now, all of that, I say all of that to this, kudos and hats off to your ministry's growth and what have you. And I know that a lot of people want the spirit of, you're supposed to operate in a spirit of excellence, but make sure that you keep your tone. Make sure you keep the proper tone. You got to remember, God gave it to you, but he may give it to the next man in the same hour as you. So stop acting as though you've gotten it so together that you can belittle other people now. That it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work because you're on top today, but God can pull and rise the next person up the same day or the next day. So be cautious, because you never, ever know who you are going to need before it's all over. My mother has always said that. You do not know who you're going to need. You don't know who God is going to raise up. You don't know how he's going to elevate the individual. So please be cautious. Be cautious. That's whether it's your music ministry, your church, or whatever role you play in the church. Hallelujah. Do you know a lot of people have been scarred so much at the hands of what person said to them in the church? Come on, the place where you're supposed to go at for your healing, for the place where you're supposed to go at to worship and gather with the body of Christ so that you guys can go up in the spirit. Come on, somebody. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But what I'm starting to see now is these get rich by night pastors. Hallelujah. If you ain't got no money, or if you're not coming in there to sow a certain dollar, come on, somebody. I got to get this out of my spirit, because I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it. And I'm sure that you are seeing it as well. Amen. But anyway, to make the long story short, we're going to pray that God will pull down this high and mighty pastoralship spirit down. Hallelujah. In leadership. Come on. Come on, somebody. I don't care if you got one church, two, three, four, five. Don't ever get to the point where God can't raise somebody else up to be just like you or better. Amen. Don't ever feel as though people, once you've used them in your ministry, that you can talk or belittle them now because you feel as though you've arrived or you're arriving. I had to get that out. Hallelujah. Somebody needed to hear that. Some pastor needed to hear those very words. Yes, the person who you feel as though that's so belittled to you now. You don't know who God's going to use to speak into your spirit. I remember a time when pastors would call me up on the phone and tell me that God told me to get a word from you. They would call me on the phone for sermons. Call me up on the phone for sermonettes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you're doing a work for the Lord, you don't never need to not expect any type of attack. Hallelujah. But I thank God that God is my backbone, my front bone, my side bone, my shoulder bone. He's been there. He has strengthened me through it all. He has allowed me to overcome those church hurts. Hallelujah. Now, even though you don't feel like it, I know that I've overcome them. Hallelujah. But to God be the glory. And the things that he is leading me in my ministry, in my family, into. And the people of God that he's going to allow us to lead out. Hallelujah. So somebody ought to clap. And somebody ought to say, thank you, Lord God, that I know I've changed. And sometimes people and things can make you change in certain areas. Hallelujah. Sometimes they'll make you change. But just don't let the love of God, the love of God that you have for God change. That's it. Sometimes God will allow you to handle people with a long stick once you've been down that road with them. Hallelujah. They will make it. Oh, my God. I know some of those Sundays and some of those sermons, some of those Sundays and some of those church ceremonial programs that you've been to will make you say, Lord, what is going on in here? What has the church become? Let's talk about that. What is the church becoming? What's going on? What's happening in the church? What's going on? What's happening? What's happening, Lord? You know, there was one time when brothers and sisters really, really felt one another's pain, one another's, they have felt one another's, you know, whatever, situations in one way. God would draw you on the heart or in the spirit of somebody where somebody can pick up when you're really going through something. You know what I'm saying? But nowadays, instead of people praying for you, they backbiting, they talking about you, they getting together, they putting meets together to hold conversations about you and what you are or what you're not doing in the congregation or in the church. The devil is a liar. Come on, somebody. What you got to understand is, the Bible says the weak must bear the infirmities of the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. So, but now leaders have gotten away from that. All they want to think about now is their own and what they got and what they're going to do for their families and what they're going to, it's true. You can say it whatever you like, but it's true. Hallelujah. To God, I have to get out of my spirit. You know, I see some things that's getting ready to be some trouble in some of these ministries because of leadership talking against the congregation, the people who've been there for them, the people who've been there to help their ministries grow. Now, the people now have become belittled to them now. Come on, somebody. Yes, God. But we're going to pray for you, though. We're going to pray for you, leaders, pastors. We're going to pray for you gospel recording artists all over the world. Hallelujah. Because one can't do without the other. The leg can't operate without the foot. Don't forget, the hands can't operate without the arm. We all need one another. Hallelujah. just make sure that you pray and that you ask God to continue to keep you humble. That's the word right there, humble. Stay humble before the Lord. Stay humble in your ministry. Stay humble with the things that God has entrusted in your care, especially the people. The people have become so damaged now. You know, you just don't believe some of the stuff that you hear and see. Church, the hospital, where you're supposed to go to get delivered and healed. But you want to spend that time in the presence of the Lord, you know, trying to get your life together, trying to get your spirit man together, built up. You know, and here, let me add this before I get off the line. You don't have to wait until you get to the church to get into the presence of the Lord. You can get right into the presence of the Lord right in your own house or in your own home or in your car. There'll be many times I've been driving and I had to ask the Lord, take the wheel, because, I mean, a song could come on and it could just hit you right in your spirit at that moment. And, you know, God protects. He protects you. He comforts you. His angels are encamped all around us. Hallelujah. But I want to just say this. To God be the glory for the platform with the radio broadcast and the television show. Now, if you guys are watching the television show, this week we are holding a small concert, a mini concert, with the persons that are a part of the play that I won the award for, Love Has Everything to Do. We have gospel artists that have come down to participate in the play with us. Hallelujah. So what we held a small concert segment. We come on Cox Cable Channel 76 every Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. and Sundays at 4 o'clock a.m. Every week. Hallelujah. And this week is special performances from some of those individuals who participated in the play with us. Amen. So we're honoring God and we're giving God the glory, the honor and the praise. And we're also in the process of, like I said, traveling and trying to get this thing together. And then we're going to be having another award ceremony come November 2020. We're in the process of trying to get that together. We want it to be more special than the event itself. Now, some of you guys are receiving your awards in the mail. Thank you, God, via mail. One of those days I got the strength to get out there. It just, you know, that's another thing that hindered me from having them to you earlier, because I had taken with this flu thing or what have you. So forgive me in that area. But at least you guys are receiving it. And I see that. I thank you for sharing that on Facebook and as well as other sites where have you, wherever it is that you guys are sharing. So there's still some that are on the way. Some of you guys should get something today. And we just give God the glory. I think I had like four left. So I just give God the praise, honor, and the glory that you are receiving yours as well. Amen. Hats off to you. I pray that it opens doors for you guys. There's some awards that I'm getting ready to get, to my understanding, that's going to be mailed to me. So, you know, when you do things to help other people, those blessings have a tendency to come back to you. Amen. Windows, platforms, money, come on, in the form of money. All blessings aren't always in the form of money, but money's coming to us. You better speak to your money. You better talk to your finances. You better tell it. You better tell the devil where to go, hallelujah, because he's going to have to get up off of your money. He's going to have to get up off of your money and your stuff, and he knows that. He knows that. We already know that. He's the one that defeated, not us. Hallelujah. Excuse me. I also am going to be performing on The Voice, of course. I'm going to be on The Voice March the 9th. That's going to be held in Tennessee. So I missed, believe it or not, I was so shocked I missed the opportunity of being on Sunday's Best because I had caught the flu. And that was supposed to be Saturday gone. So I'm just excited about the rest of the things that's still here or that's still doors that are still opening up. And certain artists that we were supposed to be connecting with, one was Joshua Rogers with the awards, the Eddie Awards. That matter of fact, that was supposed to be, if I'm not mistaken, the 21st, which would be tomorrow. And due to the nature of the illness, I don't want to miss it. I just have to use common sense. I don't want to relapse. Hallelujah. And my husband has to work a very important meeting. So it's all coming, sir and ma'ams. Just keep watching us. Just keep praying for us and lifting us up on Facebook, because God's going to deliver us, and he's going to bring us out, and he's going to bring us in into the things that he truly has for us to receive in this year. Amen. So, and don't you guys forget about my book, Broken But Still Standing, which is also won an award. And then I have a new book coming out called Royalty. Even have some new music, guys, coming out. So there's a lot of stuff, you know, that we're still in the process of trying to obtain or trying to take care of, you know. But it's all good. I want to connect with the people that God has me to connect with. I don't want any wooden nickels because I'm not going to take any. Hallelujah. And I advise you guys not to be such in a hurry where you got to take anything. Well, because you don't want to just take it, because you want to make sure that it's right. You want to make sure that you avoid headaches. Hallelujah. Avoid headaches. Avoid confrontation. Avoid negativity, as much negative air as you possibly can. Please, don't forget, the devil has people set in place for your downfall. When you're not paying attention to what you're supposed to be paying to attention to, because sometimes you can get so excited about who it is you're gathering, that does not mean that that's the right person for you to be operating with. Because some people out there, supposedly kingdom-minded people, or something else, and I'm not going to say any more on that. We're going to just leave those people and those situations like that in God's hands. Amen. They know who they are. They know you really didn't do anything. Maybe someone else did them, but they take it out on you. So we're going to make sure we cover by the blood of Jesus. We got to make sure that we're prayed up, and we got to make sure that we're fed up with the enemy. Enough with his games, enough with his lies, enough with his abuse. It's time for the kingdom of God to come together as a people and take authority over these types of weapons. Amen. So on that note, guys, I'm going to go ahead on and sign off and get myself back up in here, get me some souped up, get some more soup in me, get me some more tonics in me, and pray, God, that I will be able to do the things that God has for me to do for the rest of this year. Amen. I also want to lift up bereaved families to you. Understand, we lost a pillar, Sister LaTanya Earl. My God. One of the most powerful singers that I've ever met in person. Very beautiful, spirited person. The young lady was awesome. I met her a couple of years ago, maybe about seven years ago. And she's been one way ever since. And that's all I've ever known her was to just be this powerful, rich, spirited, high-spirited young lady. I saw her last year at the Rhythm of Gospel 2019, and I understand that she even had gone to the Texas Gospel Music Excellence Award 2020 this year, that Thursday when the program started, and to my understanding, she was brought to her demise that Friday morning in a terrible, horrific car accident because of a spill of some cement that had fallen from a truck. she and another person lost their lives. So we want to continue to lift her up. Amen. Lift up her family and understand that there's going to be some sort of musical benefit program in honor of her in Texas. I'm not sure who's spearheading that. But anyway, we want to continue to pray for her and her family and bereaved families all across the globe. Amen. So on that note, I will be signing off. I want to send a shout out to all of the artists all over the United States that are still striving, that are still trying to get there, that are still pushing, that are hats off to you and the blessings that God has for you and for your family and for your ministries. Amen. I pray that you guys will do the same. If anybody needs our services, please, we're at 504-328-4860, which is our office number, or my cell, 504-914-1923. Now, we do travel, but we also charge a fee. Amen. There are times when the Lord will allow me to do a benefit. Amen. But we do have a fee. Amen. So we just give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Once again, we're known as the group Perfect Anointed, all the way from Harvey, Louisiana. And we're going to be signing off the air. And I just thank you guys for listening to me rant. Hallelujah. But anyway, to make the long story short, toodles and kudos to you. Amen. Peace.